This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Investigators are expressing confidence they will identify who is behind sending 10 pipe bombs to prominent Democrats and critics of U.S. President Donald Trump. New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill told reporters Thursday afternoon police are treating all of these cases very seriously.
The NYPD and the FBI, we're taking this seriously. We are treating them as live devices. As you see the way our bomb squad detectives went into CNN yesterday, this has to be taken with the utmost seriousness.
FBI Assistant Director William Sweeney, who is in charge of the Bureau's New York field office, said the investigation is still in its early stages. He would not provide specific answers to the media about possible suspects or whether the pipe bombs were properly wired to explode.
I'm not going to get into specifically where we think the packages came from. Some were obviously delivered or in the postal system. I'll leave it at that.
Police in New York Thursday said one package was sent to a production company owned by actor Robert De Niro and that it is similar to those sent to other prominent Democrats. The FBI also confirmed two packages were addressed to former Vice President Joe Biden in Delaware. Late Thursday, CNN reported that a Miami-Dade bomb squad was examining a mail distribution center in Florida where authorities believe the pipe bombs were processed. Saudi Arabia again changed its explanation for the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside Riyadh's Istanbul consulate. The kingdom now says that the killing was premeditated based on information it received from Turkey. A statement by the Saudi public prosecutor said the public prosecution continues its investigation with suspects to complete the course of justice. This is VOA.